Okay, a couple of things, is do continue to pray for Dave.
Yes.
Everything went pretty well yesterday, I think.
How'd she hold up at the burial?
She's doing okay, she done all right.
All right.
You know, during the military stuff, I seen, you know, little tears coming from her eyes, but so was mine. So, you know, that military thing was very moving.
Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, maybe parade will be going on, I've got a spot, if anybody wants to ride on the trailer, you meet me at my house. We will ride the tractor and the trailer from my house to the parade spot.
What time it will be at?
We need to leave my house somewhere around as close to 2 o'clock as we can, if not a little earlier.
What time it be over with?
Well, what time it be over, I have no idea, you know, the Christmas parade's long. So we're probably coming back in the dark.
Try next year.
Okay, well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You got no lights on the truck?
I got lights, I just take a look.
Hey, take some flashlights.
Yeah, no, I just can't say beat you to it.
Yeah.
We gotta have somebody follow behind with gas can.
Make a guy out of lunch.
He's gonna run out of gas and tell me through the.
Hey, flashlight.
Adrian.
But anyway, anyone that's interested, be there before 2 o'clock, cause, you know, I gotta be there if it's break, actually it's gonna be before that, cause. Better make it 1:30, cause I gotta have time to drive up there. You know, with that tractor.
How many hills you got working for you this year?
So that makes all that got flooded.
They're gonna have to back me a 30-foot pontoon boat.
Do we need to bring candy or anything?
If you want a third candy, you'll have to bring, cause I got.
That's part of the parade, throw candy out.
Yeah.
No, we'll grab a big jacket.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yes.
Now, the truck, it will not be pulled, the truck, it'll be pulled the tractor, so, you know, you won't be able to convenience of riding in the cab of the truck.
We'll get a little bucket set in the middle of the trailer and have us a little campfire, not going that road.
All right, also, it's getting that time of year to start thinking about, going out to eat again for Christmas and Thanksgiving. So, if everybody can give me a Saturday date that you would be available, and, you know, just write down on a piece of paper and hand it to me with your name, and then that way I'll go through and see which ones are all lined up together.
Instead of going out, why don't we do something together as a family? Have our own little cookout.
Well, we.
I could get some nice turkeys.
Well, we quit doing that because that way nobody don't have to cook. I mean, at one time we only had, you know, it was all women. It was, you know, but, you know, we go out to where nobody has to cook. Don't have to worry about buying food. The church pays for the food, the restaurant bills, so, you know, nobody has to fork anything out of your pocket other than just a few dollars for the tip. And that way, nobody has to cook. Yeah, we're older folks here. We'd rather let somebody else do the cooking.
I think the more time is still in there, set the fellowship while we're cooking.
Yeah.
Well, pretty sure my calendar
seems
clear for those
things. Okay.
Mike and
I'm clear too.
Yeah, everybody's clear.
Should be.
For any of the four Saturdays, evenings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll ask Betty and see her, and then we'll just pick one. The only one that I know that I got tied up is the 30th, which is the weekend of the parade. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Do you ask me if we had a movie up or something, or I take it early or something, or something keep coming at it or something?
Yeah, it was conflict in people's days.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll talk about it more next Sunday, okay?
All
And, you know, I'll let me get with Becky and see what she's the only one missing. Right? But, yeah. So, make sure that, you know, but she does go to, she does go up to Virginia stuff at the end of the month for boys, so, you know. All right, so if everybody's clear, then we just see what she says and we'll go from there. All right, oh, perfect. I don't think there's anything else I need to talk about. I guess here. Oh, no, the potatoes that Jeremy and his family brought, it's going to be too long till we get that stuff up there. So we need to go ahead and if anybody wants any of them, get it or they won't go bad. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll just do that. There's bags. Me and Christy brought bags. So get in that box back there and get what you want. Okay? Okay. And then that way we'll... Yeah, the remainder of them, we're going to take them to the corner table in Newton, which is a place for homeless people to eat.
Oh, similar to the city kitchen here.
Yeah. So if there's anything left as far as those potatoes are concerned, that's what we'll do with them. Yeah. That way they'll be eaten. I'm just afraid the more I keep talking to my sources, the further out they keep putting it. So, you know, keep bringing the stuff. If, you know, if we can't get it up there or they don't want to take it, we'll take it to Denver. Denver will be glad to have it. All right? All right. Prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brammer, Jolene Strons, Gladys Keegan, children's home in India. Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Louie family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Evil, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rose Bud, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Bubb, Amy Claw, Lisa Bubb, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Graham, Richard Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, preacher to White Loman, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, the family at the daycare, Bill McKinley, Karen McDaniel, and Jill. Anybody got anything that's been took away or added? Okay, has anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving and thank Him for all these blessings.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me get to be here.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, thanking Him for His blessing too. Thanking Him for allowing us to be in His house this morning and blessing us. It is a wonderful day. Thanking Him for everything He has for us.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me this morning for everything that He's done for me. Glad that I could be in here.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. pray, Lord, for Miss Becky this morning, Lord. The loss of her husband there, Lord. We just pray, God, that you give his blessing, touch her, and help her this morning. God, we pray for the boys, Lord, that you give them the strength and the mercy and the grace to endure through this time. Lord, just pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and help them to the Lord. Lord, we pray for 20 folks that's on the prayer list this morning, Lord, that you might bless and touch them. Help them, Lord. We pray, God, that you'd just be with each one that's on this list. And Lord, we pray, Lord, as we come to the end of our elections here, Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just bless and touch, Lord. And God, we just pray that you'd have your willing way in this election. Lord, we get not better our country, we make it a better place to be. And Lord, we pray, God, this morning, and ask you to be with us, Lord. Please help us this morning to the message, Lord, to be able to feed these sheep, Lord, and be with them and help them. God, we just pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God would just have his way here this morning. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would help each and every one of us that's here. Lord, pray, God, that you lead us and guide us through the upcoming week. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you put folks in our lives, Lord, that we can touch, Lord, and introduce them to you, Lord. And just pray, God, that they'd be folks in our lives, Lord, that we can witness to. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just ever be with us, Lord, give us some guidance in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Never molesting.
14, one page of it. If I can remember, it's been a long time.
Oh, the next one.
Jesus, keep me near thy cross.
Betty singing this song yesterday. Jesus. can see, and I look up in the face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he take me by the hand, and they lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There is no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more pounding over there. And forever I will be the one who died and died for me. Glorious day, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I can see, and I look upon his face, the why he saved me by his grace, when he take me by the hand, and lead me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. We were singing, we were singing, here, this one, 47.
In the dark of the midnight, heaven all hide my face, where the storm of my heart, and I know hiding place. May the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe through the storm. Pass me by to the storm, pass me over to the thunder, sound no more, to the clouds, rise forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand on the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe to the storm, pass me by. Satan whispered, there's no need not to try, for the known of the sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know that one with me, and tomorrow and rise, where the storm never dark, near the sky, to the storm. Pass me over to the thunder, sound no more, to the cloud, roar forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand on the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe to the storm, pass me by. When the Lord night is ending, and the storm can no more. Let me stand in the presence of the bright future, and the land where the tempest never come. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm pass me by. To the storm pass me over, to the thunder, sound no more, to the clouds, roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stay in the hollow of the hand. Keep me safe to the storm, pass me by.
Amen. Bless you.
to his southwest there. To him I pray, each time I call him, and on my knee, if we so fly, my thirsty soul is satisfied, because he is the Lord all of us, he's all I need. He comforts me when I worry, he sees every pain, feel my deepest lonely, down and down again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration, he's my everything, he's all I need. He's all I need.
Considered Lilies?
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's
the Great God.
Yeah, the Great God. Pray for him, but that song is a lot of trouble. It's not in there, honey. Pray for me, I haven't flown in a while. Better get my glasses. I'll be messing up.
Bless you.
If I can get started off on the right.
But,
oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thine hands have made, I see the stars, I hear
Be sure to welcome our little visitor this morning.
Okay.
Great, great to have you.
Morning.
They have a huge today.
Just what I need to move on, nothing to keep us.
Good morning.
And I'm glad you did get to come.
All right, we're gonna be in the book of Psalms chapter 40. Psalms chapter 40.
40?
40, yeah. Right in the center of the Bible. I'm going to read verse number 5. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us
one,
that cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be known.
Amen.
Richard, have your prayers.
Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. Just help us, Lord, to help the preacher and help us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that your thoughts are of us, Lord, and we're on your mind all the time, Lord. Help us to have you on our mind, Lord, more often, Lord. Pray and bless the preacher, help us, Lord, and receive it. Jesus, give the glory. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The thought here this morning is praising him for his wonderful works.
Amen.
And you know, the writer here, he speaks of these wonderful works. But folks, do we really truly ponder, or do we consider what God does for us each and every day?
Amen.
It's only by God's grace that you got out of the bed this morning.
Amen. Yes.
We need to praise Him for that.
Amen.
It's only by God's grace that you was able to get in the car and to drive to church this morning.
Amen.
Or ride to church. It's only by His grace,
yes,
that you was able to walk from your vehicle and get in the building.
Amen.
That's just for the day.
Yeah.
That ain't thinking about what He has done for you yesterday.
Amen.
And what He's going to do for you tomorrow.
Amen.
He does so much for us in a day that we could not possibly be able to thank Him and praise Him for every single thing that He has done.
Amen.
Because there are some things we don't even realize,
yep,
that He has done for us.
Amen. Every day.
little things that goes by that we don't see or we don't notice. The Lord is good to us.
Amen.
And He blesses us. Mm-hmm. And folks, we need each and every day. We need with all of our hearts, our soul, and our mind to praise Him for all these things that He's done that we don't even recognize.
Amen. Amen.
How? We not realizing it was just an inch from a disaster.
Yeah.
And not even realize that that disaster was there.
Yeah.
Or He has blessed us with something that we never even noticed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Many, oh Lord my God, are thy wonderful works. They ain't just, God just don't do a few. It's many.
Yeah.
And then it gets on down to the last there. It even says that there are more than can be numbered.
Amen.
More than can be numbered. Folks, we've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
When we come back, this is the month that's supposed to be the month of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And it's been washed out by Halloween and Christmas.
Yep.
Nobody gives, the only thing that Thanksgiving means to people is playing football.
Yep.
And eating and celebrating a football game.
Yep. Yes.
God has done so much for us that we can't take one day out of the year and totally just set it aside for Him to worship and praise Him and thank Him for all the blessings that He has thrown upon us.
Amen.
Folks, I want you to think about something just for a minute. Today is what? November the 3rd. Think about where you was at and what shape you was in last November 3rd. And tell me that you ain't got something to be thankful for.
Amen.
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 Because I'm going to tell you, God has blessed me a lot in the last, from November 3rd, 2023, to November the 3rd of 2024.
Yes. Amen.
God has blessed me so many times.
Yes.
And all I want to do this morning, Lord, is folks, is to bless, to praise Him. To praise Him for what He has done.
Yes.
And what He has brought me through.
Amen.
The storms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I want to tell you something. Think about it. In a year's time, all the storms that is raced around us.
Yep.
All the turmoil. When everything, it seems like in our life, you got this thing going on. And before this one would clear up, something else would go wrong. And then something else. And it's all spinning in your life. And you don't know which way to go.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like the storm in the end, and all the pieces fell into the right place. That's God.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
That's God working in our life. And you say, preacher, I still got turmoils. Yes. We're going to have them as long as we're living down here.
Yep.
Folks, there's going to be troubles and trials.
Yes.
There's going to be heartaches.
Yes.
There are going to be things that, glory to God, you just, you know, we just can't wrap our mind around how these things happen.
Yep.
But God intervenes. Just out of the blue.
Amen.
Not expecting it.
Amen.
And God just hands out a handful of blessings.
Amen.
But we need to look for these things. Folks, we need to seek and to ponder the blessings that God has given us.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. There is a blessing even in a storm.
Yes.
Think about being out on the sea and the boats being tossed to and fro. Think about it. It's being tossed here and yonder. And you think, we're going to sink. But then you notice that the boat don't have a hole in it.
Yep.
Sarah, God's blessed you with a boat without a hole.
Amen.
And then when the storm's over, it's just sitting there just riding, just as smooth. God blesses always.
Amen.
We might not see it at that moment. We might not see it at that time. But God's blessing us.
Amen.
I'm sure that when Miss Betty, when they told her that Randy was down toward the end of going home, it was a disaster in her life.
Yep.
A man that she had loved and lived with for 51 years almost. Not back. Next month, it had been 51 years. It's not long with her any longer. You say, well, preacher, you've been in a home for a good while. Yes. But she was able to go see him each and every day.
Yeah.
Storm has come to an end. Mm-hmm. Now, top of the morning, and God will strengthen her through it.
Amen.
Just like He strengthened us through what we go through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All of our storms ain't the same, folks. And, you know, I can't tell you, I know what it's like to go through your storm because I might not have gone through one of them storms. My storms may be different than what yours is.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you something. It's the same God controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same God that's helping us through it.
Amen.
It's the same God that's blessing us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the same God.
Amen.
The only one.
Amen.
Thank Him today. Have you ever just prayed and thanked God for the blessings that you didn't realize you got?
Yes.
Oh, I have. Thank you for the safety of that close call out there on the highway that you didn't even know was happening.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
You don't know who you're passing on the highway. You don't know what their alcohol level is.
No.
But God protects us and helps us.
Yes.
He helps us. Now our thoughts need to be on Him because His thoughts are on us.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, I'm going to ask you something. Are you glad this morning that you're saved?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that there's somebody in control of your life besides yourself?
Amen.
Well, I tell you one thing. If I was totally in control of my whole life, well, I was at one time, and I know what kind of mess I made out of it. I made a big mess. But you know, God has taken care of the mess.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I just want to give him praise and glory and honor today.
Amen.
For all that he's done for me.
Amen.
Through the storms, through the good times, bad times, God that's on the mountain is the God that's in the valley.
Amen.
Amen.
He's everywhere.
He said he would never leave me or forsake me.
Amen.
Folks, keep that in mind this morning. That he is never going to leave you or forsake you. Yeah, we wonder why things happen.
Yeah.
And just like we found out with that blind man. He was born blind just to glorify God because Jesus healed him and people didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise him because he's worthy of it. Thank him for all that he's done because he's worthy.
Amen.
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 When you have a need in your life, get down on your knees and ask the Lord. He will supply.
Amen.
Not be in your timeline. It's going to be in his.
Yeah.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yes.
But he takes care of us.
Amen.
Sorry that this morning. CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the deal of this day. Well, it looks like my safe job is fully met there. If someone goes, break the little man.
There was a prayer request that I forgot to mention. I want to mention it to you. When my customer, Willie Reinhardt, he's in need of prayer. So pray for him. Amen. Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
There's some
potatoes. Need a box there.
I
put
the
There's some bad grocery back there somewhere.
I'm not playing here.
Okay.
Yes, I want some potatoes. I love potatoes.
You know, they eat potatoes down there in Honduras.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I see they have.
Do you have those yuccas? Is it yuccas?
What kind of potatoes are they?
I don't know.
What is it you have? Isn't it a yucca?
Yucca root.
Yucca root.
We eat a potato, but not really.
I
think
there's enough.
One. I'm going to eat a couple more.
Yeah. Get as many as you want.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot. They're pretty potatoes.
They're pretty potatoes. They mimic it too. You can make a potato salad. Or...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, all kinds of things.
This Thanksgiving, I'm going to get the beach.
Homemade French fries.
I don't want to make it.
I'll
get back.
Yeah, I say no. See, I hate my bacon. You to me, I hate you.
No. They make good baked potatoes too.